The Sun, a Paradox for Evolution.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book, How to Raise Godly Children in an Ungodly World.
The Sun seems perfect for life on Earth, yet it's a paradox for evolutionists. In theory, as the Sun's nuclear fuel burns up, the Sun's core should also shrink. Now, this makes nuclear reactions occur more rapidly. And what would that do? Well, the Sun would become brighter. But this means that if the universe were billions of years old, the Sun would have been much fainter in the past. But you know, there's absolutely no evidence that the Sun was fainter at any time in the Earth's history. Astronomers actually call this the faint young Sun paradox. But it's no paradox at all if the Sun is only as old as the Bible says, about 6,000 years. Evolutionists believe that life first appeared on Earth about 3.8 billion years ago. But if that timescale were true, the Sun would be 25% brighter today than it was back then. This suggests that the Earth would have been frozen 3.8 billion years ago, and life would have not been possible. You know, nothing in observational science has ever contradicted the Bible's account of creation. The Earth is young.
But didn't Darwin show that the Earth is old and that life evolved? We tackle those questions in a brand new pocket guide on the life of Darwin. It's yours for a donation of any size today. Call us 24 hours a day, toll free, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.